Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. And the budget votes in New York State. Voters in the Dover Union Free School District approved their budget for the 2019-20 scholastic year by a better than 3-to-1 margin. In Pine Plains, voters approved a $32.9 million spending plan. In Red Hook, the voters approved a $53.5 million budget for 2019-2020. 1,066 yes, 320 no. In Rhinebeck, voters approved their $35 million budget for the school year, 393 to 136. And in Weebatuck, the vote was approved by a budget vote of 345 to 124. Housatonic Valley FFA has their 2019 open house at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Ag Science and Technology Center today. The daytime program runs from 9:30 in the morning till 1:30. The evening program from 7 till 9 p.m. There's student demonstrations and exhibits. The Housatonic sophomore class will be selling hot dogs and goodies, snacks and drinks, supplementing or maybe even be your dinner during the evening program, which starts at 6. Now, once again, the day program runs 9:30 to 1, and this evening's program from 7 until 9 p.m. There's exhibits, hayrides, demonstrations, and, of course, those refreshments. New York State Police are spearheading a statewide Buckle Up New York campaign that runs through June 30th in support of the National Click It or Ticket mobilization. New York troopers will be joining forces with local and county law enforcement officers, ensuring motorists begin the summer travel season by buckling up. Troopers will be out at checkpoints and in roving patrols. Now, New York State crash data indicates approximately one-third of all major vehicle occupants killed on highways are unrestrained. This project is now a zero-tolerance project, high-visibility enforcement campaign designed to draw attention to the risks faced by unbuckled passengers in motor vehicles. The Pope Committee is 1 year old in Salisbury. For the past year, the committee has been working to understand land and ecology of the 59-acre former Pope property on Salmon Kill Road. They've heard from Recreation, Conservation, and Historic District Commissions, local housing groups, and ideas about agriculture. Now they'd like to hear from the public and get your suggestions for other possible uses at 6:30 at Town Hall. There's a special meeting and town budget vote in North Canaan, Connecticut. It runs from 7:30 until 8:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. The Town of Norfolk Planning and Zoning Commission is set for a meeting on Thursday at Town Hall on Maple Avenue at 6:30. Arbor Day at North Canaan Elementary School will be Friday at 2:15 to 3:15 at the North Canaan Elementary School. Gail Rothschild will be at the Two-Wall Gallery at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's an opening reception for that show coming up on Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. The Kent Memorial Library Teen Lip Sync Battle is held this Friday at 7 p.m. Battle it out to become the Lip Sync Champions. There'll be music, food, and, of course, prizes. The White Gallery is opening with A Sense of Place. Award-winning expressionist painter Helen Cantrell opens the summer season at the White Gallery. Now, there will be a Meet the Artist reception on Friday, May 24th, 5 till 8 p.m. The White Gallery, where you'll find works of emerging artists as well as local and international artists. More information, whitegalleryart.com on the web. On Saturday, May 25th from 10 till 2 in Cornwall, Memorial Day book sale at the library from 10 till 1, Keeping a Family Cow, Local Farms at 2 o'clock, ribbon cutting at the Bend in West Cornwall will happen on the 25th. In Millerton, the Irondale Schoolhouse, located at 16 Main Street, will open for the season with two family-friendly events on Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. Attendees of all ages are welcome to enjoy the festivities and tour the 1858 one-room schoolhouse from 11 till 4, both May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. The open house will be held at the Irondale Schoolhouse this Saturday. BB the Clown will entertain children with balloons, puppets, magic, and more from 11 till 1. And the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will offer sliders and hot dogs off the grill. Paintings by Millerton artist Ray Loper will be on display in the building, with 20% of the sales from the art also benefiting the schoolhouse. The Irondale Schoolhouse will be open from late May to mid-October on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 till 4. Visitors can learn about the building's history history in the restoration project that saved the structure from demolition and relocated it to the village center as a tourist destination. More information, irondaleschoolhouse.org. Sharon Daycare Center is holding a bake sale on Saturday, 9 till noon, outside the Sharon Pharmacy. Proceeds go towards the purchase of classroom materials and playhouses for the infant and toddler programs. Cornwall Library's annual Memorial Day book sale running for 3 days along the weekend with hundreds of items for sale. Saturday from 10 till 2, Sunday from 11 till 2, Monday from 10 till 2. Now, on Saturday, May 25th, there's early bird entry at 9 a.m. for a $15 fee. On Sunday, May 25th, it's the 13th annual Pig Roast in the center of Ancrumdale, New York, from 12 until 3, featuring pulled pork and fried chicken prepared by Job Jacobian of the Farmer's Wife, as well as side and vegetarian dishes by the Stissing House and various volunteers. Ancrum's Climate Smart Committee Task Force will make 5 LED light bulbs available to all Ancrum residents. Habitat for Humanity will be holding an open house from noon till 1 p.m. at their new two-family project across the street. Live music by the Joint Chiefs, plus a raffle including a fabulous Hammertown barn gift basket and silent auction items from local farmers, artists, and purveyors. More information on tickets and the food by calling 917-324-3629. Net proceeds from the event will go towards the Ancrum Summer Camp program and other local causes. More information at 917-324-3629. Clarion Concerts, Leaf Peepers, and Classics on the Hudson invite you to celebrate their consolidation at a benefit concert at the private home in Hillsdale, New York on Sunday, the 26th of May at 3 p.m., featuring Eugenia Zuckerman on flute, Anthony Newman on piano, and Helena Braille on violin, performing Baroque music. Tickets are $75 per person. To reserve your seats, visit leafpeepersconcerts.org. Seating is limited. Sharon Audubon Center invites you for raptors and Reichling and butterflies, too, on Sunday, the 26th from 5 till 7, Memorial Day weekend, a party to celebrate successful bird and wildlife rehab and conservation. Tickets and info, visit SharonAudubon.org or 860-364-0520. Of course, throughout the entire weekend, beginning on Friday and running through Monday, it's Lime Rock Park for their big Memorial Weekend. On Sunday, it features, once again, the Royals Car Show, which is a benefit car show, and much, much more. Information on the entire weekend at limerock.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 197.43 yesterday, starting off today at 25,877.33. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,785.72, and the S&P 500 at 2,864.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just one moment.